Now let's have a look at the effects of a global event then. So geopolitical conflicts, economic downturns, all of them will have an effect on financial reporting. And the sort of standards we're thinking about is IAS 10, events after the reporting period. So global events occurring after that reporting date, but before financial statements are authorised, remember, then they may require adjustment if they provide evidence of conditions that existed at the reporting date, what we call adjusting events. Non-adjusting events is just disclosure if it's material. Income taxes, IAS 12, well, future probability, future profitability may be affected by global events, mightn't it? So that might lead to changes in deferred tax asset recognition. So you need to assess whether there's enough future taxable profits to have these deferred tax showing as assets. Also leases, IFRS 16. Global disruptions might affect these lease agreements, leading entities to reassess the lease term or recognise impairments on their right of use assets. But overall, they've got to disclose any material uncertainties related to global events that could impact their ability to continue as a going concern, which we look at next.